From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Korean Americans have been pushing for memorials to remember the so-called comfort women of World War II. The Japanese Army used them as sex slaves. Well, tomorrow, the city of Glendale in Southern California will dedicate its memorial, a small statue. Supporters see it as a gesture of goodwill, but some say the statue is a divisive reminder of the horrors of war. Reporter Aaron Schrank explains.
The bronze sculpture is of a young girl. She looks about 14, around the same age as many of the so-called comfort women when they were forced into military brothels run by Japan's Imperial Army. Women like 86-year-old Ah-sun Lee. She's in California visiting with Korean-American activists. They don't say comfort women when she's around. They call her Halmoni, Korean for grandmother. As she tells her story, she stares out at no one through her red-tinted glasses. She's back there, 70 years ago, inside her darkest days.
The comfort station where we were taken was not a place for human beings to live. It was a slaughterhouse. I'm telling you, it was killing people.
Lee says she was taken to a facility in Yanji, China at age 15, where she was abused for 3 years until the end of the war. She's full of disturbing stories. She tells one about being stabbed by a Japanese officer. She raises her arm to expose a scar a few inches long, just below her right wrist.
So I blocked the blade like this, and I was enraged because I didn't die. You can't imagine how agonizing it was.
Historians say as many as 200,000 women from East Asia were trafficked as comfort women during the war. Won Choi is with the Korean American Forum of California, the group that raised the funds for the Glendale Memorial.
It is really necessary that we remember the rights that were violated, and the monument will be there to remind people not to repeat that history.
The statue in Glendale is an exact replica of one in Seoul, South Korea, that sits right across from the Japanese embassy there. That peace monument, as it's called, has become a focal point for dissent between Japanese leaders and Korean victims. When Glendale City Councilman Frank Quintero announced a plan to put the very same statue in his city, Central Park, hundreds of angry emails flooded his inbox, mostly from Japan.
The tone of probably 98%, 99% of the email was total denial, not just of the comfort women issue, but the rape of Nanking and all of the other atrocities. They're in total denial.
The story told by Koreans about the comfort women is not, based on the fact. It's a kind of, manufactured story.
Koichi Mera is one of a few dozen Japanese Americans who showed up at a recent city council meeting to oppose the monument. Another, Yoshi Miyake, says the women were working voluntarily, a claim that flies in the face of the evidence, but has even been suggested by Japan's prime minister.
These girls were allowed to refuse customers if they want to. You call this sex slave?
Japan and South Korea clash on many details about the history of comfort women. They're also at odds over Japan's responsibility to the victims. Japan did issue an apology 20 years ago, but many of its leaders have since tried to take it back. Boston University professor Thomas Berger says some in Japan long to promote a positive image, even if that means revising the past.
There is a belief among many conservatives in Japan that history has been used as a tool against Japan, that Japan suffers not from too much patriotism but too little.
But the victims need that history to be accepted and taught. There are only 58 hominies left. Many, like Ah-sun, are still traveling and speaking out.
Why didn't I die? Why am I alive? I lived for this long, and that's why. I can at least say something about this. But think of what sorrows the other women must have died with. We need to speak for them, too.
But Ah-sun can't do this forever, and she hopes monuments like the one in Glendale will be around to tell this story when she and the others can't. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Trank.